Art is not a metaphor upon the relationships of human beings to objects, and objects to objects in relation to human beings, but a representation of empirical existing fact. It does not tell the potential and capabilities of an object, material, but presents a reality concerning that relationship.
An object tossed from one country to another. What object and which countries?
An object and most feasible for tossing would be two countries that butt on each other.
Why should an object be tossed from one country to another?
Not to fall into the habit of answering questions with questions. Why not? Movement is a sculptural procedure. Movement is a sculptural fact.
Of the existence
sculpture
of
deals with objects.
The
placement and the movement of one object from
this
one place to another is a legitimate sculptural fact.
Some form of social unease
is that
in
statement
the case. Art is in
an intention
to
or
society,
a description?
It's an empirical reality. An object tossed from one country to another.
We are to believe that no other action is necessary other than the object of language as we've expressed it, or as I've expressed it, and as you've defined it in text.
If it's possible without confusing the issue by relying upon documentation and relying upon illustration to convey the same information by physically tossing one object from one country to another,
I think
it would be the same. It is a form of language.
Is no different than any other
language
reality.
Is just the most convenient
the
at this point.
It is the content that gives perceptions and observations of an artist within the presentation. Art
could
the use
factor language
within society. The acceptance
describe
of the need for
the activity in any other way, and if it
society,
did, would
in fact, the need itself,
the idea become different?
For its
well, it conceivably could, but
has
that's
led to
asking
the misconception that art and artists
if
are apart
a red
from
painting,
unless
in
they
fact,
do not
is different than a blue
artists.
Painting. Yes, of course, it would be a different work of art.
A turbulence induced within a body of water. Would it be important to experience this? Or rather, how should one experience this?
One does experience it by the use of language, when one would experience this in a more physical sense, one would translate it into one's head into language.
How crucial is it that a different person will feed in or load in their own experience into the same work?
Totally crucial in the choice of using language as a means of presenting art.
Presentation and representation seems to require no justification other than the presentation.
So in fact any single work has many different realities depending on the number of people who witness that work.
We're not talking about witnessing, we're talking about an essential quality of art, whether art should look or be a certain way, or whether art could look or be a certain way. If art's presentational rather than impositional, the use of language obviates various problems of the artist's reality and perceptions being better than your reality and perceptions. It's not that at all. It's the content of the work itself that we're trying to get to.
It's not a metaphor upon the
relationship. But the content
of human
of
beings
the work
to objects and
changes.
Objects to objects in
it
relation
is different
to human
for
beings, but a representation anybody who of an empirical confronts
the
work.
It's the context.
It does not tell the potential.
But not the content. When we're speaking of turbulence, a turbulence is a turbulence. We're not speaking in terms of degree. Degree is as well a sculptural form, but in this particular work, degree is not of the essence. The essence is the idea of a turbulence and the idea of a static body of water.
And not the experience of a turbulence or of a static body of water.
Experience and idea of, they're exactly the same thing. They have to be related to the relationship of human beings to objects.
The obvious change in the relationship of art to a culture is perhaps
a turbulence induced within a body of water.
Not needed justification
seems
of the existence of art has
instructive
been
or descriptive
to the concept of production. This
to the sea,
while obviating some form
seems
of social
to
unease, is not in fact
deal
the case. Art is in
with language in
to
another
a society,
sense,
a service industry,
as though it's a notion, a prescription of something to happen rather than something that is happening or has happened.
No, I'm afraid you've tripped yourself up in that, because to the sea is not a prescription, it is an immediate happen. It is something that is immediately realizable. I don't see any prescriptive qualities in any of the work. The work does not give instructions or imply that there can be no participation with the work itself without complying to instructions. It's an empirical fact. I think grammatically they all hold as empirical
the
facts. There's no instructions and there's no prescriptions
than any
involved.
Other reality. The artist reality is no different than any other reality. It is the content that gives the perceptions and observations of an artist within the presentation art a use factor within the society. The acceptance of the need for this distancing.
Very often
society,
the placation of
in fact, the need
previous
itself
aesthetic
by society for its art to
oh, intonations, I'd almost
to
say.
That art
by
and
the acceptance of the fact that what we are working within
they do not
is in fact only related to previous aesthetics, instead of the realization that now certain facts are accepted
are
within our own experience and within the knowledge, the group knowledge, have a tendency to overburden our movements to the extent that by the time we have finished placating and placing within a context that they don't belong in to begin with, there's nothing left within the production of our own needs to fulfill our needs. The resources are expended. If you could just accept the fact that the representation of art by the use of language is in fact existent, then we can deal specifically with the content. Whether an object tossed from one country to another is in fact a useful, interesting concept within the society. That's the question. The question is not which object, how object, does this fit into a context of art, can this fit into, of course it fits into a context of art. It was presented and come across in a context of art.
The statement you've just referred to, though, seems much more specific and available to those kinds of questions, say, as opposed to a statement done without, which is more abstract.
I don't see it as abstract. I see it as a total material relationship. Done without. That's one of the major premises of any kind of art that would require assemblage instead of just removal or so. Removal itself, you can't build a stone sculpture without either adding to it or taking away from it. You can't build anything without either adding to a material or taking away from a material, unless you move it from place to place. And these are specific sculptural problems that one attempts to deal with.
But to representation of an empirical existing fact,
similarly with
tell the potential and capabilities
quietly
of an object material, but presents
there is quite a difference between making something noisily to place it within its context or making something quietly.
to what extent are the works elements of an overall narrative that you have and you work in relation to?
Narrative is a funny word. Everything that relates from transference of any form of information from one human being to another would be constituting narrative. I am interested in the relationship of human beings to objects and objects to objects in relation to human beings. And perhaps one's work or my work at this point for the last period of time has been concerned with a continued research into the implications of the relationship of human beings to objects within an art context. So if there is a narrative or an anecdotal narrative, the anecdotal narrative would be that I am continuing my research into one artist's relationship to objects, taking for granted that if one human being does something, it relates to the perceptions and needs of another human being. So the artist then becomes a surrogate for one section of the society, researching into the relationship of human beings to objects. It's not an egotistical feeling to think that you're representing, because I don't present work in an impositional manner. I present it in a presentational manner of my observations within an aesthetic context, and if they are of use to the society, they may be used.
The artist's reality is no different than any other reality.
Taken to a point of tolerance.
The artist's reality is no different than any other
That's
reality.
That's the strain point that you get
it
with all materials.
That gives the perceptions
I became fascinated personally with metal fatigue.
Within the presentation art.
Metal fatigue is an extremely material relationship between the usage of metal, the existence of metal, and when you can bring a piece of metal to a point of tolerance, you are, in effect, building any sculpture that's involved with tensions and various kinds of dynamics of tension in construction. They're not simplifications, and they're not anything other than what I see and what seems to be the crux of the matter of the existence of various sculptures. They're the point. I would prefer to spend my life dealing with the point than dealing with the embellishment.
Although you say they relate to objects and to sculptures, they could quite clearly relate to other spheres of human activity.
Oh, but that's the nice thing about art, and that's the nice thing about using language, that art is not a metaphor, but it is a reality, but it's used often by the society as a metaphor. One can make the standard joke, just because you're in the garage, you're not a car.
There are very few material relationships.
It's not such a funny joke, it's true. We must accept that most things are used by us to try to understand our own lives in relation to other things as well as our relationship to materials.
The utilization of media.
That's the editorial process of making art. One must be very careful with that editorial process.
Of what in essence
that's
is
the responsibility of any kind of
the
work that anybody does, not just making art.
Presentation and representation seems to require no justification other than the presentation itself.
With relation to reason, often moved about.
There are two kinds of activities that we have found are useful in understanding human beings' activities and are useful within sculptural and dance concepts. I am hard put to differentiate between what would constitute a sculptural or a dance aspect of aesthetic research when the human being is relating to objects as well as to other things. And there are some processes that lead towards a seeable end. One would then determine that the processes that lead towards a seeable end have a different context to deal with than the processes that do not lead towards a foreseeable end. They all lead towards an end, invariably. But if you start within a game theory or a game sequence, you are starting with a different process than if you start knocking things around. We've started our conversation with a relation to a reason. We've started it without any inherent rules, which is as the pacing is changing, we begin to see an end towards what we're going to lead to. But therefore, our conversation itself has changed radically in a material state from the first 3 or 4 minutes of our conversation to now. It was towards a reason, but not with a discernible reason in view. Now you're beginning to get an idea of where you would like to end up, and I'm beginning to get an idea of where I'd like to end up. Now, if that kind of a relationship with a tape machine and with other human beings is not an aesthetic relationship, I don't know what is. I mean, that does obviate then the question of what is performance, what is sculpture, what is object making. They might, in the end,
change in the relationship
be the same thing,
of art to a culture,
as long as the discernible reason for their existence is the same.
Not needed justification,
it becomes again that we define our activity within the world in relation to its use value to other people, meaning the point, rather than in relation to its set value, meaning the outward appearance of it.
Society, a service industry.
The use value is something that is an interesting concept, because the use value, in a sense, is always changing. And you described this conversation as changing in terms of where it's going to and what we see it going towards. So its use value, in a sense, is to do with coming to terms with ideas.
The artist's
ideas or coming to terms with facts?
Than any other reality.
Coming to terms with what
no
use
than any other
we will find at the end of the conversation.
But
use value does change within a society. It's supposed to change within a society. Societies change. Art relegates itself from art, which is a theory at that moment that seems to work about the relationship of human beings to objects, to art history, which is a much more theoretic situation, where it is something that did work at one time, and we can refer back to it for use, and we can refer back to it to see how other human beings dealt with situations as our own situation changes. You've got the classic example of Dr. Paul Ehrlich inventing Salversen. That's a very great invention. It helped to stop, contain syphilis and gonorrhea. But after the advent of penicillin, you find yourself trying to figure out how to use Dr. Paul Ehrlich. It doesn't take away from his accomplishment. It doesn't take away from the fact that it was useful. But if you get the clap, you sure as hell want gonorrhea. You want penicillin. At one point, you're going to run to a point where the penicillin doesn't work any longer. And then you go back into history. It's the same with art. You're going to get to a point where the relationships that I have found useful within aesthetics, within art, don't work in the situation any longer. That's when art history comes in. That's when you look back to see where there was something maybe we didn't go far enough with.
Some forms of human being.
Or maybe something, the situation has changed that it now relates back to acupuncture. Now it relates back to Degas. Those are things that one doesn't know, but one has to know that when one is using something right now, it's a theory and it's working, and that might just be what art's all about.
Of media as both,
I was going to say that in defining the uses of art history, certainly one could say that
other than the presentation,
art is clearly defined by a context of one sort or another, but that at the same time, art at whatever period can become a view or an insight into the culture within which it was created, so perhaps it has a usefulness.
Well, that's not its usefulness, that's one of the byproducts. I think you can find that in looking at anything in a historical perspective. You can read better what or how that culture related to objects or related to phenomena. But that's not its use. That's just that's putting art within its real context, which is just one of the things that human beings do. They make art, they make science, they make cars, they make food, and they make babies. Each one seems to have a different use value within the society. But if you look back, if you can get a large enough picture, art's one of the ways to get an idea of what went on before. That's not its function. Its function is to understand now in an immediate dynamic situation what the relationship of human beings to objects is and how one can then relate to it. That's why one becomes an artist. It doesn't give prescriptions, it shows a theory of the observations of people who have decided to spend their time dealing with the presentation of these observations. And the society seems to need it because they have the word artist.
The decision as to conditions rests with the needs of the receiver upon the occasion of
something
receivership.
Something packed up, some things laid down, all overdue.
Distribution as a sculptural form, again, is something that has been quite useful for the last 15 years in the art world. It's related to contemporary praxis of work. The idea for me of the sculpture being laid down perhaps after it was expected to be laid down becomes an interesting factor. You have an idea of distribution being laid down within a context that's no longer ready to accept it. So you have the distribution functioning as what distribution sculpture, in my eyes, does function as an interruption of activity at that moment by the intrusion of a sculpture.
All overdue.
In relation to probable use within a culture, i.e. Western. 1. An artist may construct a work. 2.
I think that's self-explanatory in relationship to some things packed up, some things laid down, all overdue.
The assumption is that each being, equal and consistent within the intent of an artist, the decision as to conditions rests with the needs
they're of facts
the receiver
rather than ideas.
The occasion of receivership.
One hopes.
But they're also available for wide-ranging interpretation.
One hopes that as well. Or else why would I choose to use language as its means of presentation? If I wanted a specific artist hand idea of how it's laid down, I would certainly not choose language. I would choose something that was far more realistic, far more impositional upon other people about the way it should look.
But at the same time, it would inhibit, through its figurative or objective presence, the range of usages, the range of interpretations that the language that you use retain.
That's the inhibition towards other people that I would choose to try to avoid.
Blown away under certain circumstances.
The implications of certain objects that are presented as sculpture, certain objects used as sculpture that under certain circumstances would not have a density or a mass sufficient to keep it from being blown away by a natural phenomenon, which is wood. I would much rather deal with this general idea of it, which means that a hurricane can blow away an enormous steel sculpture, but a gust of wind can blow away a sculpture made out of paper. We're dealing with the same fact. We're dealing with the fact that any product of a human being is, in a sense, relatable to natural phenomenon. I don't find the explanations of these things that terribly necessary, because the language itself is self-explanatory. It becomes a use value within a society. There will be societies that have no use for this idea of sculpture. This exhibition that we're using as the device to have a conversation is work that spans 13 or 14 years. Some of the work happily has entered into our own culture to such an extent that they're not to a point any longer. They really are relating to the way people were thinking in 1967 about objects. But it's no reason why that work should not be presented in this context.
In fact, the context of the exhibition wasn't important in its own right, but
the content of the exhibition is the point.
Yeah, the content is the point, and that's what we're really talking about. That's what our concern is, in fact.
That is the point, and